You're listening to Scariff Bay Community Radio, and this is Around the Parishes, the programme where we go all over East Clare every week to find out what's happening in all the different areas. This week our focus is on Broadford, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by our correspondent there, Martin Cooper. Martin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jim. How are you?
Good, thank you. Okay, Martin, I believe that there are proposals for a wind farm have been lodged. The proposal is that it be erected close to Broadford.
Yes, in fact, there are several proposals on the table from multiple companies, all looking to put in between 7 and 10 turbines each. And in total, I think we're looking at anything between 50 and 60 turbines over the course of a number of years for all these developments. So needless to say, there are a lot of anxious people about these plans, because you know, these turbines are also the largest in Europe. They're 185 metres tall, and they will be the largest development of wind turbines in Ireland. Yes. And the total concentration of wind farms in our small corner of East Clare would be greater than the entire number of wind turbines in the whole of Northern Ireland.
Really?
So that just talks about the scale of what we're talking about here.
Yes.
But you're right. Future Now was the first company to lodge their proposal with Bord Pleanála. They did that back in December. And there's quite an active community working to oppose the proposals. And they all had to get their proposal or their objections into Bord Pleanála by the 19th of February. So that was done. I know they've got a lot of effort into that, looking into multiple aspects from the environment to sustainability to ecology to water quality to future housing, etc. So a lot of effort has been put in to object. Now, equally, just to be perfectly balanced, I'm sure there are many people who would be in favour as well. So we'll monitor the situation over the coming months and see what Bord Pleanála has to say about it.
Yes, okay. And of course, you were saying before we went on air that the size of the project decrees that there isn't a Clare County Council input. It goes straight to Bord Pleanála.
It does, exactly. Because this is these are major infrastructure projects. They go straight to Bord Pleanála.
Okay, so we'll monitor that over the coming months, Martin. And another thing we have spoken about, not just for months, but for a number of years, is the Broadford, the proposed or suggested Broadford sewage system. So as we reported in some of our other programmes, you got very good news on that.
We did, and as I look back, I think we've been talking about this topic for as many years as I've been reporting with you on your programme,
yes.
Obviously about Broadford. So yes, so after many years of campaigning, I think it was back in December, Clare County Council announced that the Department of the Environment had approved the Broadford plan as part of the rural sewage scheme. And I'm also happy to say, I have to say, that Coir Clare also got approval, because at one point there it almost seemed that we were in competition with Coir Clare. But so it's good to know that Clare came out top twice. So we have two schemes going ahead, one for Broadford and one for Coir Clare, so delighted.
Yes, and of course...
I understand it, Clare County Council are now in active consultation with the Department of Environment to finalise the details. As I'm sure we can all appreciate, there's a lot of paperwork here and a lot of red tape to get through.
Yes.
So this is just the start of a long journey, but we are making that start now, so we're delighted.
And Martin, when this is in place, it will mean that planning will be given in Broadford. I mean, it won't be knocked in the head for the simple reason that there are that there's no wastewater treatment plant. So Broadford and its surroundings will be open to housing development.
Exactly, and like all these things, there's two sides to every story, and you know, we need some level of development, but you know, it has to be, hopefully it's appropriate over the coming years. But at the moment, we had no option for development because, as you say, without a sewerage scheme, there's no chance of any form of development within the village. And also, I think that highlights that, I think that the some land was recently rezoned as away from being development potential land because we didn't have a sewerage scheme. So we actually took a step backwards there for a while, but hopefully we're moving forward now. So
yes, well, it's been a long battle, and I know you have been involved, and you know the Broadford Community Action Group have been involved as well, and it's been a tough fight, and you've a lot of lobbying done from the minister right down to, you know, local councillors. So well done on that, and hopefully it'll get underway without too much delay now.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, this wouldn't have happened without the help of Clare County Council and all of our councillors who have stood behind us for many years on this. And we've had great support and great engagement from the council and from the councillors. So and TDs. So all credit to all of them.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Martin, I know of your huge involvement with Broadford GA Club. And I suppose we're nearly at that time of year again.
We are, yes. A couple of weeks ago, we actually had our victory dinner dance for our under-21Ds, and as of last year, they were junior A's. Now they're up to intermediate. So we closed the season, I suppose, in February with our dinner dance, and now we look forward to our first Clare Cup match on Friday, I think it is, against Tubber. So we start again, so looking forward to that, I have to say.
Yes, great stuff. And I suppose the training is underway at the moment as well, and at different age groups.
That's right, training started across the board. There's a lot of activity in the gym in the evenings with the underage teams. We've had a few challenge matches for Broadford as well, playing at least one team from County Limerick and other teams from Clare. So we're making a good start, and hopefully it will stand to them in the coming weeks.
Yes, yeah. Well, we wish you the best of luck to Broadford and to all the East Clare teams as they embark on another Clare Cup, and I suppose prepare then later in the year for the Championship.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. Okay, you were talking about planning there a while ago in relation to the windmills and the wind farms, but you're actually engaged in the planning process yourself in the GA Club in Broadford.
Absolutely, yes. I think we reported last time we spoke that the Broadford Hurling Club had purchased Brookville House, which is locally known as Flannery's,
yes,
which is a large house in the middle of the village there on the corner, just opposite the Hurling Club. Been vacant for, I would say, 20 years, as far as I can recall, and has been in a pretty poor state of repair as a result of being left empty and more or less unattended. And there's a patch of land attached to the house as well. So we've purchased the house and the land with the plan to put in a training pitch. So we have planning permission in the Clare County Council now to develop that site. As I say, it's all with a training pitch. And we're now in the phase of that planning where we're in a consulting phase, I would say, with Clare County Council, trying to address some of the issues and concerns that were raised by the council, naturally enough, I would say. So we're hopeful, though, and we much need it. So we're working hard to make sure that we can meet the planning requirements, and hopefully we'll be granted our planning permission, because, as I say, it'll be a valuable resource for the village, and it's not just for the GA Club. Let's be clear about that. It's to be made available to the whole community, as well as the GA Club, Camogie Club, and any other club or group that wants to use it. It's not just a GA facility. In fact, it's primarily not a GA facility. It's a community facility. That's the plan.
Yes, Yeah, very good. Well, I mean, we wish you the best of luck with that. And it's, you know, it's great to see a club like Broadford and like so many other clubs around being progressive and working for the future, you know, because you'll reap the rewards of that, the extra facilities down the road.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, that's I suppose the last item we have, I see, is an event that's taking place in Broadford, or in Kilbane more accurately, on Friday next.
Yes, marking International Women's Day, there's a concert in Kilbane Church, St Mary's Church there in Kilbane, with the Shoda Chamber Choir and the Gooners. So that we're looking forward to that. That will be a great event, and there's free admission and refreshments there. So anyone who's already seen the show, the choir or the Gooners, will know that they both put on a fine performance, and it'll be a lovely event.
Yes, and am I right in thinking that there will be a donation box there for anyone who wishes to donate towards the cause?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. As I said, it's free admission, but there'll be a retiring donation for those that wish to donate.
Okay. The church in Kilbane no longer has regular masses, but it serves as a community centre. I remember when we were down there broadcasting Saturday Chronicle from the country store, we had a lady in talking about it and the various things that go on there. So it's lovely to have the building still in use.
It is, yeah. There's a craft group that meet there on a regular basis. There's meetings, village meetings, what have you there. I know we had, for example, just linking back to the top of the wind farms, you know, the wind farm meeting there some months back. So the building as a building still gets regular use. And as we've mentioned before, they've done an extensive amount of work to restore the church to its former glory. It really does look fantastic inside. It's a gorgeous example of early 19th century church.
Yes,
stunning inside, and yes, whilst they don't have regular masses there, it's still used for occasional services. There was a service there over Christmas, and for weddings, etc. So it's great to see the building still in use and loved and cared for.
Yes, and a positive resource for the community.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, Martin, listen, that's great. Great to hear all of the various things that are going on. Hopefully the concert next weekend will go well. And congratulations on winning that long battle over the last couple of years with the wastewater treatment plant. So onwards and upwards for Broadford.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. Okay, Martin Cooper, our correspondent in Broadford, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again as the year goes on.
Thank you, Jim.